If you'd be sure and have them turned off, it would be appreciative. And Mr. Coxey, would you give us the quorum call?
Dave Clemenson.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Bob Mandlin.
Here.
Jack Johnson.
Present.
David Nelson.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Very good. Looks like a full board.
Second month in a row.
And give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures.
The Taney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment hearing procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variance requests and appeals on decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and public hearings are held on each request or appeal which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions will be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged that there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from mere grant of privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partially, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. And tonight we have two items on the docket. The first one is a request for a rehearing on our approval last meeting of the Rex Grady and his road variance request from reduced from 50 foot at the entrance of his property off of Cedar Park Road. And who's asking for the rehearing?
We had three parties come in, Gloria Harding, Alzora Hooker, and Randy Sled. I believe Ms. Hooker is here, I guess, to represent these. The request was by each one of them a request for rehearing. The information given to us was that they have information that did not exist at the time of the hearing. So these are the three files on that, if you'd like to look into that at all. They basically say request for rehearing.
Okay.
And we have supplied you with a copy of what they presented to us as far as the letter is concerned, as the new evidence that did not exist at that time.
Ms. Hooker, would you like to speak on your behalf of what this new evidence is? Okay, could you speak to the microphone there? Because they ought to pick it up. If you bring it up to you. There you are.
My voice is almost non-existent. Can you hear me at all?
Yes.
Yep.
Can you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Good. I had not planned to be the speaker because of this, but the other two gentlemen are not able to be here tonight. So tell me what you need to know.
We want to know what your new evidence is.
I think you have a copy of... Yes, you have a copy of a note from Mr. Grady that was left at the home of Mr. Sled after or just during this meeting last month. We did not have the note at the time of this meeting. In the note, he expressed the opinion that if any one of the property owners that would be affected was opposed to the proposal, he would be willing to not make the request. We did not know that at the time you had the first meeting. When Mr. Sled returned home after this meeting, he found the note. Of course, by that time it was too late to present that information.
Well, I have a copy of the note in question. I do not read anywhere in there that there was any indication that he would withdraw his request from the road variance request that he had made from this letter, unless somebody else can see where it might say that. I do know that Mr. Grady, at the time he presented his evidence, indicated that he would be willing to give all three property owners an easement across this road variance across his road that would help everybody involved. But to that extent, that's all that I know. And this doesn't speak to anything that says that he's willing to not or forgive the request for the road variance that he asked for and that we provided him a variance request.
Well, there is a sentence in there that says, if our neighbors don't want this, then I don't want it and don't need it.
Is he referring to the easement that he's willing to grant them? This is the way I mean, of course, Mr. Grady's here.
I'd have to ask that Mr. Grady in a minute here.
If that's a copy I'm looking at on the board, the statement you just read is the statement we're making reference to. If our neighbors don't want this, then I don't want it. Do you not interpret that as I have stated?
I'd have to ask him.
I don't know what that really means. And of course, the rehearing request doesn't involve Mr. Grady at any point until we actually have a need for a rehearing.
Well, that's the first point. The second point is that the statement was made somewhere during the hearing that this would be his only access to his property, which is not quite accurate because the property that he is in possession, that he owns, borders on the north end to the Cedar Meadows housing development and would be very easy to make an access at that point. So based on the fact that this is not his only access to his property and his statement that he's not willing to proceed if any of the affected owners are not in agreement, is our reason for requesting that you reconsider the judgment given.
I think the point was brought up about the access from that subdivision on the north side, and we have a plat of the from the assessor's office with the property owner surrounding that, and at that time we indicated that the there was no easement or land that bordered any other property that he could have access to a road, and this plat shows that that property is owned by Ken Barth, and also a bank and Empire District Electric owns on the other side of the cove. Is that not what that picture up there shows?
Yes,
sir. Would you like to show us, Ms. Hooker, what you're talking about and about what easement on the north part?
There is not at this point, to my knowledge, an easement. I'm saying, stating to you that his property borders the development owned by Mr. Barth, and access through that property would offer an alternative.
Oh, it would offer an alternative?
Yes. It would require negotiations, of course, with Mr. Barth, but to state that there is no other available way to get to the property is not quite accurate. He does border other property that could be accessed.
Well, he also owns property down here to Bruffy.
Yes.
On this side over here also, but there's no road down there, and there's no road across Mr. Barth's property.
Yes, this road ends in a cul-de-sac right there, and this is a separate lot, and this is a separate lot, if I'm not mistaken. And so he would have to cross, he would have to grant an easement across his property up to that road. The road does not go to the edge of his property.
Yeah. Okay.
By the same token, there is no road where he's talking about right now. That was deeded back to the landowners 20-some years ago. So at the moment, there is no road there either.
Well, I think we asked that question at the last meeting, and in fact, the road is there and does access Mr. Grady's property, except for the width not being the full 50 foot that is required of the development code. And we allowed him the variance down to what I believe it was 39 feet or
32, maybe
32 or 39 feet. I forget which.
32.97,
sir. 32.97. And that says center line of the road, end of county maintenance.
This red line here. County maintenance would be from the green lines on the outside and would end at this point, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And this is an easement that is granted to Mr. Smith. It's 30 foot wide here, going across the north part of Mr. Hardy's lot.
This easement that Dan's talking about there, and I think y'all probably heard that, that runs along the length of Mr. Grady's property here, this one right here. It was, I think, meant to be. Dan, can you go back to the one slide before this one?
That one?
No, the one with the colors on it.
Color, okay.
Yeah. It was meant to be access to Mr. Smith's property here. But actually, the easement runs down to here and stops. It does not really access Mr. Smith's property at all because it stops right there at that property line. There is an easement, like I say, platted right along here, 30-foot easement already. It just doesn't, and it is, I believe, declared to be a road easement, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, but there is a 30-foot easement that was granted from this property to Mr. Smith, but they just didn't bring it down far enough for him to actually access his property.
Well, I would entertain a motion as to whether we would like to have this reheard or not. Hearing none, I will make the motion that we do not rehear this request for reconsideration.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? Call for the vote then. Tom, how would you vote?
In favor of not rehearing.
Motion made by the chairman also votes not to rehear. David, how do you vote?
Not to rehear.
Jack, how would you vote?
Not to rehear.
And Bob, how would you vote?
Not to rehear.
All right. We have a unanimous decision then. Thank you. Next case on the agenda would be George Goins. And I think we have a big plat that has been passed around on this. This is one that we have heard before, and he came back with a replat on it.
The staff report for George Goins, dated August 19, 2009, case number 09-9. This is the public hearing for George Goins at 782 Clearwater Drive in Ridgedale in the Oliver Township, Section 10, Township 21, Range 22. The applicant is requesting a variance from the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Appendix 5.3.1, dealing with road frontage. History is the applicant requests had requested some setback stuff in the previous time, but now he's back with a redrawn plat, which we've given to you gentlemen. At this particular request is strictly a road frontage. He's unable to acquire the 70-foot that's necessary for us to sign off on the replat of this lot or anything like that. He is 9.12 feet. Is that correct? Not 9.12 feet short.
Short,
so he'd be asking for a 9.12 foot variance from the 70 foot that's required in our code book. General description of the subject property is 87 feet by 200 feet. The adjoining properties to the development consist of residential. The subject property contains an existing single family dwelling that's at the present time encroaching on both lots. It covers the two. And so they are asking to replat this lot, but a variance is needed to construct in order to replat the lot and allow the construction of a new single family dwelling. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Number one would be the variance from the appendix 5.3.1. For the road frontage requirements, and then, of course, he would have to, number two, abide by all the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the decision of record would need to be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or this approval would expire. I think we've got a couple of, and you've been here with us several times on this. We're going to do it one more time, though. This is the two lots in question here. The carport here, and again, these lines that are here from the beacon can be off a little bit. That's why you have the survey there in front of you, the big picture there. They come in before asking to, kind of split this off, but now they've redrawn. If you look at that survey, it kind of comes out around in here. The area in question is down in here. When you add these two together, he can come up with the 61.88 feet, I believe it was, and he needs just a little bit more. 60.88 feet. So that was the picture of what he's going to do. And in redrawing this, he's wanted to set his house here and go. Just so you keep in mind, this is the treatment plant for the neighborhood. This is the community swimming pool. We're going to show you a video here in just a minute on that anyway. Got another one, Dan?
Yeah, Ed, if I can add to that, the assessor's map has a couple mistakes. On the next one, you'll notice this area actually extends all the way down. And there was a dog leg in this area that makes it the 60-foot acre, if you'll note that on this one. Here's the area I was talking about that actually jogs over and comes down. And here's the area that makes up the 60.88.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a video?
Yeah. I hope we can video now. We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll come back to this in a minute because I think they've had a chance to look at the plat, but we can bring that up if you want to look at that. And again, gentlemen, you've been down here before riding around with us, in these videos, but this may help to let you see. This is going to start off at the bottom of the property down where the road frontage is actually, and that's looking up to where the house would be built, and this is the existing house there now that's kind of over the line a little bit. As we pan around, this is the neighborhood, and this is the little road that comes down, of course, to where this road frontage would be required to make this lot legal. Coming right around here, as you come down the back side of this, of course, the dock, and then the core takes over right about where that little line is right there on the pavement. That's core property. They have no problem with that being considered frontage on that or anything like that. The treatment plant's right there. Then we're going to get back in the Jeep here and drive you up the road and around to the top. As we go up through here. The program that we're using to play back the video here is what causes this jump. Like it's skipping or something. It's
not the videographer.
Oh, it's not the...
No, it's not at all.
No.
It's not riding along.
Now, as far as the up and down, maybe so, but the way it's kind of... looks like it's stopping and starting, that is the program in here. This is actually the platted road right here that was at the top that we were telling you, and it ends right in this area here. Of course, this is the house that's existing, the carport that's over the property line there, but we're going to try and give you some better pictures this time from the last time that we were here. You don't get sick watching it.
So. And that's Mr. Preston's house?
Yes, sir. Of course, this is the community. This is a community area here. It's owned by the Homeowners Association, the picnic tables they were talking about, their swimming pool. And then we're going to bring you back around and take you down by the fence here and shoot back up so you can kind of see what's going on. You can't build out this way too far, because if you do...
you're going to fall right off.
Yes. And I believe his house is a little curved, probably to take into account of this. If we come back around, and hopefully we get a better shot of this, what's going on. Where I'm standing right here is the corner of the lot, that this part over here would belong to the Homeowner Association. And then right up through there would be where his lot starts. And I think that's about the end of it.
Okay. Would either of you like to make a comment? Or would you like us just to go ahead without any comments, since we know exactly what you're...
I think you know
so I don't have to swear you in?
I think you guys know that much better than we do.
Okay. You've all seen the plat.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions regarding what he's attempting to do? So, I think last time he wanted variance on a side request.
It started out originally with 3 or 4 variance requests. It came back in the second time. With just a few requests, and then I was instructed by this board to go back and redraw this to where it met setbacks between the homes and everything, and then bring his final request in to you, and that's what he's doing today.
All right. Very good.
You might also want to point out that there was not setback separation between the houses. He's adjusted the line for that, so he meets the minimum standard there on those.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to approve motion to approve the request by Tom, and second by David, and a third by Bob.
Fourth.
Since you want to vote, call for the vote. Then Tom, how would you vote?
Vote to approve.
David, how would you vote?
Vote to approve.
Jack, how would you vote?
Vote to approve.
And Bob?
Approve.
Chairman, likewise, so you have a unanimous decision there. Thank you very much.
We've got some paperwork to do, so we'll be in touch with you, and then we can we'll get your plat drawn at 5 o'clock, how you're going to replat that. And then when you get this decision record done, we'll come in and record that. When I get a copy back that's been recorded, we can sign off on your plat, and then you can deal with whatever you want to do. Right. I need a final plat on that. Me too. On the new business, were we there yet, gentlemen?
Yes.
Just real quick, I don't really have anything other than to tell you, if you haven't been over, have been hearing on the news over the last few weeks about a lot of movement going around in the county and everything. We are in our new building over here. It used to be the old jail annex. It looks nice, did a good job on it and everything like that. We are just a week or two out of having all of our permanent furniture and everything like that. You're welcome to drop any time that you'd like and see it, but hopefully once we get real furniture in there, we'll try and buy a cake and invite you all over. And
last time I was there, I was a jailer last time I was over there.
Oh, good, you weren't an inmate. So.
No. We called it the Wannex.
But it really looks good. They did a good job. They did a very fast job with it and everything like that. And like I say, you're welcome to drop over at any time and see it. Mr. Clementson's already been in. We'll have final furniture, I think, in just a few weeks. And
still got the kitchen? Cell phones?
Cell phone.
No need for cell phones anymore because there's no sales.
Still got the kitchen?
We do have a kitchen.
So you'll be cooking.
No, it's not the same kitchen.
The commodes are now closed.
Enclosed. All right, there you go. That's a good.
But no, it's a nice facility, and they worked on that pretty quick, but did a very good job, and still a few little bugs to work out like anything, and they're still hooking up fax machines and things like that, but it's coming along very well, and it's a nice facility. So.
Cool. Any old business at all that we need to bring up?
No.
We do have one for next month.
I'm trying to think of what it is. We do have one. It's a variance request, but I cannot remember what it is. But we'll let you know about that for sure.
Okay.
But it wasn't anything major. As far as I know, no appeals or anything else. Variance requests are a little easier than appeals and everything, but I will let you know. And if I've misspoken, I will contact you and let you know you're off next month. But I do believe we have one.
I move to adjourn.
Did we approve the minutes?
No, we haven't.
Oh, sorry.
We need to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 And to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Before you move to adjourn, I'm sorry, guys. Marlon and I were discussing here. What we have is, if you're familiar with Highway 248 Automotive, you guys know what that is? Where Highway 248 goes out and then it makes the turn there, and there's a big automotive lot there. There's a lot of different businesses on that property, and I believe she's just a Division 3, but she's going to be requesting to put a restaurant in there to seat 85 to 100 people. In one of those existing buildings, but that wasn't it. That wasn't it. No, the request was going to be it's Village EIS. They have 1.9 acres, and county code book says you have to have two. They're expanding their business pretty hefty. Right now, it's a pre-existing non-conforming. He could go on and do the business in that building and everything, but when he starts to expand it. As big as he wants to expand, code book says he has to put in a new septic system. His grandfather would go away, and he needs 2 acres. The way the land lays, the little bit that he would have to buy, it's one-tenth of an acre, will not benefit him at all. So the P&Z board suggests that he come to you and ask for a variance from the 2 acres to let him do what he's going to do on the 1.9, because it is on a septic system. So that's what you'll be hearing. It is a variance request, so that's the only thing I know of.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Move to adjourn. Second.
Who seconded the minutes?
Me?
I did.
Jack did.
Jack did.
Jack did.
All right, Jack.
Mr. Pendle, do you have anything you need to say?
No, sir.
He's just enjoying the show.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Chuck, do you like cartoons?
Sure.
That's why I got
serious. It's kind of like watching us.
You didn't see today's paper, I guess.
Did you? That didn't look like Dan to me, though.
I think the one with Chuck and the one with James. I bet you was getting ready to start.